Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Before you get stuck into your stuff, I did promise Gazy that it was going to be out of 4.
No, go for it.
And I'm very keen. I actually am very keen to get your thoughts on Draymond Green, Keith. So yesterday, Hooks, Patty Mills in the game around the neck. Probably lucky not to be booted. Today, 4 minutes into the game, gets a tech foul, keeps going at the ref. Ref dramatically gives him another tech, throws him out of the game. Clearly, Steph Curry angry and frustrated more than angry. It's the fourth time he's been ejected this year. He's now the second most ejected player, I think, in the history of the NBA. What do we do with this bloke?
21 is the 21st time across his career he's been ejected. And that doesn't count all the technicals and other misdemeanors along the way. But earlier in the season, he was banned for 5 games. Remember that headlock that he put in on Rudy Gobert?
Yep.
So he that was a real tipping point. He's had some other issues where the club, I think, suspended him for a little bit as well. I think that when you're Steph Curry or Klay Thompson and you're at the understanding that you're in the getting to the closer to the end of the career at the start, albeit you've won your, what is it, the 4 titles along the way, but still thinking that do we still have a window of opportunity available? Because Steph is still playing some very, very high-level basketball. That you can see the disappointment he has on Draymond because you know time is running out. And for whatever reason, whether it's the pressure of the circumstances or just white line fever, he has just not been able to control himself, and it's a sad state of affairs. He's never been one of these players that's going to wow you with the numbers. He is that glue guy that comes in, can be an enforcer, can play multiple positions, and clearly can be an integral part of a championship win. But it is very, very frustrating for the team, Steve Kerr. And we saw it with Jordan Poole when he punched him. When was it? Was that the start of last season?
So what do you do? What do you do with him? What do you do with him? Quickly, what do you do with him? Do you bench him for a sustained
period?
They've
done all that, Andy.
So what do you do?
You say it's time to move on.
Okay.
We've had a good run together. You shake hands and say this is not working out for us because we've got other players that still are in a situation that they're trying to win a championship. Now, they look a long way off it right now, but anytime you've got Steph Curry in your lineup, you're always going to be
a
chance.
Well, he was amazing today. Did the knock down the three, did the 9-9, then as he came off the court, kicked the chairs over. There was an emotional release from Curry at the end of this. It was probably the fuse for it was probably lit early in the game. He was almost in tears. It looked like he was in tears.
It did.
After Draymond Green got punted. And it's a major distraction, surely.
Oh, of course it is. And, you know, they're up to their eyeballs of just getting into a position where they can actually be in a reasonable position to challenge. Now, everyone thinks back to last year with the Miami Heat and what they did, but I think that's one out of the box.
Okay.
That's not the norm. But, you know, the other thing is too here, Andy, I was speaking to a number of people. Scott Roth allegedly got very, very forthright in his view to management that he did not want his players to see one balloon, one bit of confetti, one bit of a trophy prior to this game. And I was down there talking to some of the administrative staff, and they had to do their pre-game presentation rehearsal. So they bring out the state just in case they win. And apparently he went out of his way and was very, very direct with his feedback that none of that was in any way, shape or form to be witnessed by his players, which I think is a good thing. Can be a little over the top, but can be a good thing. And yet another example of what he's prepared to do. And the other thing too is Christine Finnegan, the CEO, has had to go onto social media because of the frenzy in this city and with the fan base there is great concern about them, if they do happen to win, of what might happen and how they might storm the floor and just go a little OTT with their celebrations. And she's had to go on social media and refer their own fans to the policies and the behavioural expectations of the Jack Jumper fans, which you can see on their social media account, just to try and calm the farm. So
that's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
No, that is really interesting.
Have
on
we
a couple
crashed
of
into the jump? Have we?
No, it's a big ticket item, obviously tonight, and there's a couple of aspects of that are really interesting. So,
who do you think are the first and third most ejected players in the history of the NBA? If Draymond Green's number two, who's sandwiches?
Well, you're going to have to go to someone, maybe like Dennis Rodman.
Nope.
Or
more modern than that.
Kevin Durant?
Nope.
No. Nope. I know it once I hear
Rasheed
it,
Wallace is number one, and number three is Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard?
Mm.
Wow.
Gee, 17 times. Me. 29 okay. times for Rasheed Wallace.
29?
29.
Well, he's got some work to do then, Draymond, if he wants to get to 29.
And what you were saying there about the balloons and stuff, hate to bring it back to Essendon, but in 1983, the players said they knew they were in trouble before the game against the grand final against Hawthorn, when trainers were carrying champagne through the rooms.
Oh, no.
83 points later, ta-ta.
It's a very, very interesting psychological practice that Scott Roth has adhered to there. Hey, let's get a break. Cornsey's written a really fascinating
good piece about Dusty.
We'll get to that on the other side of this. It's 19 minutes to 5.